Church family, can we give the Praise Kids another hand as they go off stage? All right. Well, welcome. You guys can go ahead and take a seat. There are so many of you in this room. This is amazing. Well, just to introduce myself, my name is Kelly, and I oversee communication and women's ministry here. This is my friend Lindsay. She's in charge of care and events. And we are so happy to have you all in the room with us. If you are new, we just want to say welcome. We are a group of believers who are on a mission to encounter God, encourage each other, and engage the world. And we would love to have you join us as we live that out here in Ventura and across the globe. If you are new, if you'll find that new here card in the seat pocket in front of you, fill it out. An offering bucket's going to pass by later on the service. You can drop it in there. Or better yet, when you're enjoying that free Kona ice out on the patio, you can walk it over to the new here booth. And we have a free special gift we would love to give you. No strings attached. This is a way to say thank you for allowing us the opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. Well, this morning, Lindsay and I are going to be talking all about Christmas. So before we get started, I want to take an informal poll here. Raise your hand if you already have your decorations up. Okay, a few of you are on my level. All right, well, for the rest of you, whether you like it or not, Christmas is coming, and we are so excited for it. It's one of the best seasons here.
Yes, get ready for a joyful season coming up here at Encounter. We want to invite all of you guys and your family to come do life with us this Christmas season. We want to invite you to one of our three Christmas celebration services happening, one on December 23rd at 6 p.m. and two on December 24th at 3 and 5 p.m. All three services are going to be beautiful and meaningful and joyful. And then after each of the services, we're going to have a party out on the patio. We'll have free cocoa, cookies, some photo ops, and even some snow. And if you come on Christmas Eve, which is December 23rd, we are bringing back the free tamales because they were a huge hit last year. Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, as you walked in, you should have received a card that has all the information about our Christmas celebration services on it. We really hope that you're going to put that somewhere in your house or your office where you're going to be reminded and get excited about what's to come. But we have something else in mind for these cards as well. So this past month, we've introduced a church-wide prayer movement called Each One, Reach One. And with this in mind, we are hoping that you're going to take an extra couple of cards and begin praying about who God is putting on your heart to invite along with you to one of those services. Join us as we reach out to our friends and neighbors with the love and hope of Christ this Christmas.
Yeah, another way that we love to share the love and hope of Christ during the holiday season is by giving generously to our local community and around the world. And so you guys can join in on that with us by participating in packing and sending 1,000 shoe boxes through Operation Christmas Child across the globe. You guys can serve at our Heartfelt Holidays, which is a Saturday that we've set aside in December so that we can love on the families from our local partners. We're going to do that by providing free childcare, a hot breakfast, and some gift cards to them so that the parents can go out and finish their Christmas shopping. And lastly, on our three Christmas celebration services, we are going to gather as a church, and we are going to give radically to a need in our local community. And so we're just really excited about all those things, but we love to be the hands and feet of Jesus all year round, but especially at Christmas time.
Yes, we have so much exciting stuff coming up. But you know what, guys? We're going to do something very exciting right now. We're going to baptize a whole bunch of people. Woo! So in case you don't know, baptism is simply submersion in water as a way for us to proclaim our faith in Jesus Christ. It's an ancient practice, thousands of years old, as a way for us to demonstrate an outward expression of an inward change. As we witness this sacred moment happening today, we're going to see person after person identifying with Jesus Christ, with his death and burial as they are lowered into the water, and then with his life and resurrection as they rise. As these baptisms are going on, we're going to be worshiping and singing some songs. But as soon as someone comes out of the water, we want you guys to stop what you're doing, clap, stomp, yell, make a ruckus, because this movement of the Spirit is something to celebrate. Well, this past week, we were able to gather some of the stories of the people being baptized. So check out this video to see that.
Oh. baptism is the symbol of Christ's death and resurrection, and for me, I just feel like that really relates because I'm ready to leave my old life behind and be born again.
I realized I needed Jesus when my life started going downhill and I was starting to do things that I shouldn't have been. Especially with the wrong friend groups and the wrong influences. Baptism means to me a fresh start.
My life is different with Jesus. It's like almost as if like a fog is lifted. I see things in a new light.
I first realized that I needed Jesus about 6 years ago. A month before I gave birth to my first daughter, Callie, my brother passed away. And navigating life as a grieving sister, a new mom, and a wife, and an employee was really, really difficult.
I realized I wanted to be baptized when I realized like Christ is my life. Christ is everything.
He created everything. He has my life set out for me. He does everything for me. He's like the first person I go to whenever I need anything.
Now I talk to God every day, and just the more deep that I dive in to this community and my praise and my faith, the more rocks that I feel have been lifted off of my shoulders, and this, I can just feel the weight being lifted. And I feel like I can breathe and live.
My love for Jesus is just, it's indescribable and something that you can't really put a comparison to because of the things that he's done for me in my life. It's just not something that you can compare to anything else.
I'm really excited to be baptized today and just excited to proclaim my faith to all my friends and family.
I love Jesus because he's our savior. And he saved us from our sins.
You feel it once and you can never get rid of it. That's Jesus' love.
Amen, amen. What an incredible blessing. What an incredible blessing. So let's all stand to our feet, church, as we worship and celebrate all at the same time, simultaneously. People are going to get baptized again. Cheer for them, celebrate this, and worship all the same. Let's do it. listen, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, yeah, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Oh, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that, get up out of that, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that, get up out of that, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Savior of the world.
Come on, we have a lot to celebrate this morning, so we're going to continue to do that.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
In the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure, and praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when I'm numbered, praise when surrounded. Cause praise is the water my enemy's drowning. Come on. Church, isn't that amazing to see those people proclaim their faith like that? Way to support them, way to love on them. I hope your cup is filled. Go ahead and bow your heads. I'm going to pray real quick. Just a prayer of thanksgiving. Father, we thank you and we are grateful. You have been good to us and we have a lot to celebrate here at Encounter this morning. And for that, we thank you and we praise you, God. We pray this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Go ahead and find your seats.
Encounter. We have so much to praise God for what he's doing in the lives of people through the ministries of this church. Can we just give the Lord one more hand this morning? Can't ever do enough. My name is John, if we have never met before, and there's nothing more fun for me than to literally get out of the pools of the baptism and come up here and share from God's living word. I think my toes are still wet, and I'm being literal on that. But we are gathered today as one church all together on Daylight Saving Sunday. In fact, turn to someone near you and say, this is how good Encounter looks when you get an extra hour of sleep, okay? Go ahead, turn to someone near you. This is how good Encounter looks when you get an extra hour of sleep. Yeah, you are a good-looking church out there. We're going to celebrate some other things today. We're celebrating so many things, but one of the things we're celebrating is the people who made a choice to display their life in Christ publicly today through baptism, that they are new in him. I'm going to read all their names, and when we get done reading all their names, if we could give them all a clap of praise and just what God's doing in their life. Today, those who were baptized were David Thornsbury, Kylie Thornsbury, Kiernan Medley, Hayden Duker, Kylie Lynn Hickman, Camilla Romero, Sophia Madrano, Chloe Yost, Ella Ochoa, Parker St. Amant, Leela Moore, Dominic De Vicente, Sebastian De Vicente, Isabel Medina, Cameron Hinuber, Reagan Wolf, Brenna Ruiz, Mike Chernowski, Melinda Chernowski, Frank Antoinette, and Jaden Carpenter. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. God is so good. You know, our next baptism is going to be Easter Sunday. And so if you want to declare your faith through baptism this coming Easter Sunday, you can sign up out at the New Here booth or even online. There's a place there to sign up for baptism. But we have one other celebration to do before we jump into the message this morning, as we are celebrating being one church. And there's a little bit of debate on what the actual anniversary day is of Encounter. But one thing we know about Encounter is that about 70 years ago, a small group of people in a Bible study in a home began to meet, which quickly began to grow. And 70 years later, we have Encounter who we have today, thanks to the faithfulness of those people. And in light of this being 70 years of celebrating God's faithfulness to this church family, we thought it'd be great to give an award this morning to the longest attending member, all right, to the best of our ability. So there might be someone out there in the world somewhere, but this is someone who's been attending our church and is here right now. This is the longest attending member of Encounter. Drum roll, please. The award goes to Gary McCoy, sitting over here. Give him a hand. Gary, stand up. Just stand up. We have a little award for Gary, just a little dinner out for he and Lori. This is a picture of Gary and Lori today. You might recognize Lori from playing the piano on our worship team. It's also a picture of them when they were in high school, all right? At the Encounter, or then Bible Fellowship Church youth ministry at the time. And so, Gary, I'm not going to ask how old you are, okay? But we do know you're older than the church. That's all I'm saying there today, okay? But what I do want to say today on behalf of your church family, thank you. And thank you to all those like Gary who God has used through the generations to carry his church at Encounter. Amen? Amen. We're thankful for all of you. Let's give them a hand. I'm having so much fun today, I almost can't contain myself. I'm just warning you. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm so full of excitement today. I do want to say thank you to all those who made pancakes and got here at 6 a.m. today. We're thankful for you. And since we're celebrating things, even though I may not celebrate it, I just want to say to all the Texas Ranger fans, congratulations out there. So for all five of you in the room, I didn't see here too many out there, so... Well, would you stand with me? I'm going to read God's word this morning, and then we're going to pray. In light of daylight savings and having an extra hour, I thought I would do a one-hour message this morning, all right? I mean, we got extra time, so here we go. No, actually, it'll be a little bit shorter because I just sense God's been speaking through our children and through the testimonies and through the baptism and through our time of worship today. We're in Ephesians chapter 4 this morning. And we're starting in verse 1, verses 1 through 6, where the Apostle Paul says this through his living word to the Encounter family today. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, Encounter, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over all, who is over all and through all and in all. Would you pray with me? Father God, today we recognize the International Day for the Persecuted Church around the world. Lord, this passage begins with Paul telling us he's in prison for his faith. And God, we think of those around the world today who don't have the freedom we have this morning to proclaim you together as a free people and a free church. We pray for their comfort. We pray for their encouragement. We pray for their protection. Father, we also just thank you this morning for every single person who got baptized this morning, for their declaration that Jesus Christ is their Savior and that they have new life in him. And we pray your blessing over them and pray you'll be with us as we walk with them as a church family. And God, we ask you to just work powerfully in our life right now to speak to us through your living word, and we praise you today and give you all the glory. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Please be seated. Well, Paul wrote these words to the church in Ephesus while he was imprisoned in Rome for living for his faith and speaking out for his faith in Christ, because about 7 to 8 years before, God had led him to Ephesus where he proclaimed the living Christ and forgiveness through faith in him as Savior. And a group of people had come to faith, and a number of churches had started around the city of Ephesus. And in this passage, God is calling us to make every effort to keep the gift of unity that Christ has gifted us with through his cross, through his sacrifice. And Paul couldn't be more practical for us today in his calling to live as one in Christ. And it's a calling that's given on a foundation for the first three chapters of Ephesians. And about 9 months ago, we actually walked through as a church the book of Ephesians. But I saved these six verses for a good day like today, all right? And I just knew there'd be a great day for it. And so this is that day where we're looking at these six little verses in Ephesians chapter 4. Because as happened in the book of Ephesians, basically for the first three chapters, this is what the Apostle Paul says. He lays a foundation. He says, because remember your blueprint in Christ. Remember who you are in the Lord. Remember that you are a masterpiece of grace because you are. Remember how God has dumped his love out on you because he has and he is. Remember how God performed CPR of the soul and brought you back to life through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. And then in chapters 4 through 6, he begins to give us some areas where he wants us to move from being caterpillar Christians who crawl to butterfly Christians who fly. And one of those areas is moving from division and aloneness to being united in Christ as one church. To be moved from being alone and divided to being united and one in Christ. Because Paul knew that sometimes our lives on the outside don't match who God has designed us to be on the inside. And the Ephesians, in some ways, were crawling like caterpillars when God wanted them to fly like butterflies with an obedience for the Lord that was a joy and not a burden. And moving from spiritual crawl to spiritual flight is all about living as one in Christ, where we're designed for love, freedom, and power. Adopted by the Father in love together. Redeemed by the Son for freedom together. Sealed by the Holy Spirit for power together. And so Paul says, remember who you are, remember who you are. And then he says this in verse 1, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. And Paul could be saying anything from prison in this particular time, but what he does is he urges them as called ones, as sent ones, and he gives them one reason to live united, one theological, one doctrinal reason, one incredibly important reason to live united, and he says it in verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And Paul repeats the word one 7 times in those short two little verses, and he doesn't want anyone to leave without knowing the reason we have to live as one united in Christ, where we're one because we're one in Christ, where the more we live united as one church before the Lord, the more we actually are living out who God has already made us to be because of who Jesus Christ is. And because we're one in Christ, we're called to live as one, united in his love. Look at verse 2. And with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. And he begins to list a bunch of qualities that really are characteristics and qualities of Jesus. Things like humility, gentleness, and patience. And then he sums them up with a phrase like bearing with one another in love. And by the way, bearing with one another in love doesn't mean that we just put up with each other, okay? It actually means that we lift each other up intentionally with the love of Jesus Christ. For us as a church, our mission is to encounter God, encourage each other, and engage the world. And this is the encourage each other part. And today we come as one church all together, not because we all love the same style of music. We don't, all right? Some of us like it newer. Some of us like it older. Some of us like it louder even than it was this morning, and some of us like it softer. Some of us sing completely off key like me, all right? Amen, all you loud, joyful noise people out there. And some of us sing like angels, like Jacob and the worship team today, just in amazing ways. And we're called to be one in Christ, not because we all have the same backgrounds. In fact, in this room today, so many different ethnicities and cultures are represented. Some of you in the room today, you love chicken adobo because you are Filipino to the heart out there. I know who you are out there. You hear me talking. Some of you love pizza. Some of you love tamales. And for everyone who doesn't know what a tamale is, you take the husk off first. You only do that once, all right? Some of you love spam musubi. That's one of my favorites from Hawaii. And if you don't know what that is, you need to Google it and find somewhere that sells spam musubi after church today. But we're one today not because we're all the same ages. We are not. We're blessed to have a bunch of littles in our nursery today, and we are blessed to have people in the room who are in their 90s and up. We are one today, not because we all come from the same, you know, cities either. I look around this room and we have people from Fillmore and Ojai and Santa Paula and Oxnard and Camarillo, Ventura, and the list goes on. It's amazing. So many different cities even I haven't mentioned today are represented. There is one reason and one reason alone that we are living united as one church today, and that is because of who Jesus Christ is as our common ground and cornerstone. We are here to praise him. And in case you're wondering, we're not a community that never disagrees with one another. It happens. We're a family. In fact, we're called to speak the truth in love. In fact, God doesn't even want us to be a community of conformity where we all live, think, and, you know, talk the same. In fact, as you walk through the end of chapter 4 in the book of Ephesians, what you actually find of the church is a picture of rich diversity where God has, through his grace, given everyone different gifts so they can have different roles as part of the body of Christ to build people up in Christ and to send us out as lights into the world proclaiming salvation through him. Where our common ground, one God, one faith, one baptism, one hope, vastly outweighs and is bigger than all of our differences. Can I hear an amen? Paul continues in verse 3, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I love the New Living Translation as well. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit. And basically what he's saying is to make very intentional choices to mend fences wherever we can, however we can, because God is in the uniting and healing business. His passion is for reconciliation. The reconciliation of relationships, communities, cultures, ethnicities. Christ's redemptive work is all about destroying walls. The burning heart of God is for peace, which is very relevant in our world today. It's one of the reasons that we are praying, you know, ultimately for peace in Jerusalem. It's why on this day that has been chosen to be the International Day for the Persecuted Church that we pray for the church around the world. Lynn Buzzard in Leadership Journal once said this, "Unity becomes precious when you walk through conflict in order to reach it." Unity becomes precious when you walk through conflict in order to reach it. Families and churches and communities stay united when we live in the unity and in the power of the love of Jesus Christ, intentionally guarding the unity in the Spirit. Some of you probably remember the story of General Maximus from the now classic movie Gladiator. You know, it's a kind of a classic at this point in the world. Maximus, General Maximus, is an actual historical figure, though the movie Gladiator is not about his life story. It's more of a compilation of things from the Roman era. But in the movie, there's this scene where General Maximus has become a slave of Rome. He had once been this great, great general, but now he had become a slave, and he's thrown into the Colosseum in Rome, basically to be entertainment for the Roman people. And there's this mock battle that they are beginning to display. It was this famous battle from history of Rome against the horde of Carthage, it was called at the time, where Rome had annihilated these people from Carthage. And Maximus finds himself in the arena, and he's there on foot with a group of other random slaves that have been thrown into the Colosseum with him that day. And they have shields, they have spears, they are on foot, but they're basically going against these trained Romans who are coming out against them with armored chariots and armored horses and superior weapons. And the Romans are just about to be let out of the gate of the Colosseum to be unleashed on Maximus and this group of slaves. And all of a sudden you have Maximus here with this random group of slaves. They hadn't known each other very long. They had never fought together before. They lacked superior weaponry. They had, didn't have any of those things. And he turns to them all and he says, "Stay together." And all of a sudden, he gathers them into a circle and they get back to back to one another with their spears out, their shields aloft. And he yells out to this group of men in the center of the Colosseum that are about to be unleashed on by these Romans in chariots. And he says, "Whatever comes out of that gate, stay together. Whatever comes out of that gate, stay together." And ultimately, they end up beating the Romans that day, not because they had superior weapons, but because they had the strength to stand as one, united together. And in the movie, they change history. And I think about a church. Look around the room today. This is your church family. I look at us and I realize that our weapons today are so different from something like that. Our weapons are things like prayer. Our weapons are things like living with compassion and the heart of Christ in our communities, in our worlds. Our weapons are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to a lost world. Our weapons are the courage that we are given by having faith in the character of God. And our weapon, as displayed in this passage today, is to live as one united with the love of Jesus Christ. And because we're called in Christ, we're also called to live as one united for his glory. And I want to step back just a couple verses in chapter 3. We're in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. God says to his church at Encounter today, listen to these words. "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to his power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church at Encounter, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I was recently on a trip with my son Josh. He's a senior in high school, and we were up in Portland checking out a college. And we were boarding the plane in Portland to come back to LA area. And we were taking off, and while we were taking off, we were in the second row of this airplane, and he was putting his AirPods in, and he dropped his AirPod case, and it fell somewhere underneath his seat. And so once the plane leveled off and we could get out of our seatbelts, I was on the aisle seat, he was in the middle, and there was another gentleman over here. We were in the second row, and I got out so that he could then kind of crawl down on the ground. You know how tight it is in those airplane rows, and look under and grab his AirPods. But apparently, because of the momentum of takeoff, they had slid to some unknown seat in the rows behind us. And he had no idea where his case was. And so he began the AirPod case retrieval mission. And he started walking down the rows behind us, talking to people, making friends, and asking them if they would look under their seats to see if they could find his AirPod case. Well, before you know it, this woman on the aisle across from us, the row across from us, she starts getting in on the action. And as he goes from row to row, she's like cheering him on and encouraging everyone to look under his seats. He's literally like 7 or 8 rows back, hasn't found them yet. So he comes all the way up to the front and he looks under again and he sees him about 5 or 6 rows back. He finally sees him. He goes to that row and there's just, let's just say, some older flyers in that row. And they couldn't bend over to get under the seat to get them. And so this older gentleman who was on the aisle seat, he says, "Well, do you want to crawl under my legs?" Which Josh goes, "I don't think so, And so finally he convinces this woman to undo her seatbelt, and she reaches under and grabs his AirPods. And literally by this time, the flight attendants are in on this, the rows around us are in on this, and there's this like cheer across the whole front of the plane over this successful AirPod case retrieval mission. It was awesome. It was this little glory moment at 30,000 feet. It was great. The reason I share that is because we are designed to give praise and glory. We are designed for it. And you may be brand new to Christ today. You may be brand new to encounter, brand new to understand what it means to follow Jesus. But we want you to know, as fellow followers of Jesus Christ, that we, because of the grace of God that is new every day, are sensing that we're in a brand new season as a church, and we're inviting everyone to be a part of it to the glory of God today because of his grace. And what God wants to do in your life and in my life and in our community and around the world is beyond our imagination. But as great as all that is, what gathers us together today is one glory, the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's why we meet, and that's why we praise him. And I'll just add this in honor of celebrating people like Gary earlier. This verse says that God is that powerful in every generation. And we believe that God has that yet to do for this generation of encounter. And we're praying that some of you in the room today who might be brand new or a guest, that you just sense God telling you, you may not even know how yet, that he wants you to be a part of the great things that he's doing in lives to his great glory as our risen Savior today. And we invite you to come back and be a part as we do life together as followers of Jesus. I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to close reading the verses that I just shared. And I'm actually going to ask William Reed to come on up here, and he's going to close us in prayer after I read the word. This is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 again. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in encounter in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Rejoice, encounter, rejoice. Can you rejoice today? Can you rejoice? He's excited, but we are praising the Lord. Can we praise the Lord? Can we praise the Lord? For he alone is worthy. Jesus, name above all names. Pray with me this morning. Lord, we are awesomely surprised by your abundance. You just pour out your love in a way that exceeds all understanding. So we humbly come before you and just simply ask, as we lift our hearts and souls to you, and say thank you for those who have joined the family of God in baptism, for those who are leading ministry, that you would watch over them, and that for this family, that we reach out and touch others with your love. Can the people of God say amen together? Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful example of what the Lord is doing here at our church. This morning has been such a blessing. Do you agree? Do you agree that this morning has been a blessing? Now, it's because of your generosity encounter that we even get to do and celebrate how we have celebrated today. It's been such a blessing, and it's because of giving to the work of Christ here at Encounter that we get to enjoy this. And so the ushers are going to come down as we continue to be a generous people, as we continue to bless the Lord with what we have, our time, our talents, our treasure. Ushers, please come down. If you are new here, the greatest gift that you can give us is just a filled out new here card. That's going to be located in the chair in front of you. It's a little card. It says new here on it. If you fill that out, just let us know that you who you are, that you came today. We'd be so blessed by that. This has been so sweet for me. This is my first all-together service with you guys. I've absolutely loved it. This is so, so great. Let's sing one last song together. Is that okay? worship you, Jesus. In the darkness we were waiting, without hope and without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Every voice sing, praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. To reveal the kingdom come and to reconcile the despise the cross, for even in your suffering you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the Father, praise the Father, praise the soul was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the Church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel and shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Amen, amen, yeah, amen, amen, yeah. Praise the Amen. Now this is the day that the Lord has made, so rejoice and be glad in it as you go and receive free Kona ice. Praise God. We love you. The prayer team is available if you need that over in this back corner. We love you and we will see you next week.